Specialized Equine Services, or SES, is a method of using horses to interact with and provide therapy to people suffering from a variety of disorders. Lawmakers and therapeutic professionals met recently at Giant City Stables to discuss the future of this program, and speaker after speaker talked about the positives of this therapy. People on the autism spectrum benefit, as well as veterans returning to civilian life. And on that beautiful, breezy August morning inside Giant City Stables, Rachel Gray talked about how her child benefits from horse therapy.
So we do the therapeutic riding program. He is 14 now, and we've been out here 6 years.
Okay. Is your son on the autism?
No, he has cerebral palsy, actually, is what my son has. So we're wheelchair bound, and we started riding right after hip surgery.
How does your son react and respond to this?
Oh, he loves it. When my son first started riding out here, we could not even get our legs wide enough to get over the horse, so we rode bareback with no saddle. He had to have lots of hands on him to hold him, so two sidewalkers to help him sit up. Now, 6 years later, he can ride on a regular size horse in a saddle, feet in the stirrups, sits up independently, needs no help. So it's a big difference for my son. When we get on this horse, there's no disability anymore. He feels like a normal child up there riding a horse, smiling, laughing. It's not therapy for him. So this program is just a fabulous program for all kids and veterans involved.
And one veteran spoke about how pleased he is with the program.
All right, my name is Kevin McDonald, and I was in the U.S. Army with the 101st Airborne Division.
What brings you down here today?
Well, I am a veteran who's in the program. And so I came here to see what's going on, and meet people, talk about our program, what it's done for us veterans, what it's done for myself. And by the way, I'm also a student at SIU. What would you like to know about the program? Do you have any questions?
Well, yeah. You mentioned earlier that you're in it for yourself. I'd like for you to get as personal. What does it mean for you personally for this program? How do you benefit, Kevin?
Okay. Well, I suppose the first thing is when you get wounded in the military or get hurt, have trauma of some sort, in the rebuilding of yourself, you in the circumstances, you tend to lose trust and faith in your fellow man, in your situation, in yourself. So the journey starts with trying to find that again. And through this program, having to, one, learn about this big animal, and then put your faith in the trainers, and then put your faith in the training that you receive from those trainers, and then put your faith in yourself to then get on this beast and ride around and do things and care for it. It builds a level of trust again in yourself, you and the animal, and just the people around you.
It sounds like being around these horses and these programs and your fellow vets, it's just very healing for your soul.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. It's healing for the soul. It's healing for the body also. Just having this different type of exercise, you know, also helps. And then, of course, the camaraderie. We veterans, we come from an area where we relied on that camaraderie to get through tough circumstances in the military. And so to have each other again in a situation like this, just kind of, it brings that back and it gives you that strength, you know, to do other things in your life, to go outside yourself.
Therapy programs have been going on at Giant City Stables for 23 years. And Ramona Twelman, she's the lead instructor and the owner of Giant City Stables. And she says equine therapy treats people with physical and mental disabilities. And she adds the benefits don't stop there.
We also work on speech, and we work on communication skills, following multiple step directions. A lot of times the kids can follow one step, so we can add 1, 2, 3, 4 step process for them, and they pick it up very quickly, okay? In the emotional side of it, we often deal with issues of confidence, anger, fear, how to be appropriately assertive without being aggressive, which is sometimes a real hard concept for people that are coming out of substance abuse or physical abuse. I've done programs with Marion Prison Camp. They did a 2-year education program out here about 8 or 10 years ago. those guys saw remarkable gains. They came out here and actually had to, they worked. I worked them. Okay. They came out here.
Believe me,
you did. I did. They built all the fencing out up front. They weed-eated, they mowed, they stacked hay, they cleaned horses, they sidewalked with disabilities. They did all kinds of stuff, and a lot of the guys came back to me later after they got out and said, I would have never made it back into society if it hadn't been for you. Okay. So, and they do still keep in touch with me, right? So that was a very important part for them.
Among those at the stables for the event, Illinois State Senators Paul Schimpf and Dale Fowler and Representative Terry Bryant, along with health professionals, veterans, and parents of special needs children. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.